Linda's next here at Rosie on the House, calling from Tucson. Let's talk to Mr. John J. Harper, and has sent in a picture about her palm. Good morning, Linda. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
How may we help?
Well, I have a queen palm. It's about probably a good 20 feet high, but the trunk has split. It doesn't go all the way into the core, but it does seem to continue to grow. But I'm wondering if I should do something about that split. Do I wrap it in burlap, put a strap around it to keep it from continuing to split, or is it something that I need to worry about?
So, Linda, the palm looks healthy. The top, I can't see in the picture what the growth or the bud or the heart of the palm looks like up at the top.
Yeah, it has new growth and it looks healthy.
Okay. So what we have really there is a cosmetic fissure. Rosie talked about fissures early in the show, geological fissure. So we have an old split that who knows what caused it. But the thing about palm trees is all of that outside part of that trunk is all old dead material. It's really what happens is as the limbs, you know, die and the tree grows, you know, it just adds to, and that's how the trunk is made up. So it's made up of dead tissue, and it's not going to hurt it other than the fact that once you have a big opening like that, you can get moisture and get some things in there that could in time, could cause some other issues with the tree. So from a cosmetic standpoint, you could use a number of things to kind of fill that hole in, from spray in foam insulation to plaster of Paris to, you know, about anything. And then I have actually seen where they take some burlap, tan burlap, because it kind of looks the same color as the trunk, and maybe do a wrap on the outside just to kind of decorate, for lack of a better term, so that you don't have a big gaping hole, or you don't have a, you know, what looks like foam insulation inside. You can hide it with something that looks natural. You could even take some old palm fronds that maybe the butt ends of them and cut them to fit and stick them in there so it looked natural. So that's all you're doing at that point is a cosmetic treatment.
We appreciate the call. Good luck getting that fixed up. We're going to move to Santan Valley and bring Susan into the conversation. Good morning, ma'am.
Oh, good morning. I sure enjoy your programming. I have a flowering Lisbon lemon. Is it too late to repot it?
It's in a pot now?
Yeah.
And you're going to put it in another pot?
A larger pot,
yeah. No, heck no. That's a great time to do it.
Okay, so it's not a problem that it's flowering and it's not going to lose the fruit?
You know, there's always a chance that you disrupt that a little bit. But, you know, if you're careful and you're just potting it from one pot to another, just make sure when you take it out of the pot that it's in, you don't disrupt the root system. You don't break that root ball apart. Keep it intact. I don't think you'll have any issues.
Okay, thank you. You're
welcome.
I've got a project for this afternoon.
All right.
Excellent. When will they be done flowering? If she wanted to wait till they were done and they set fruit, is that going to be too hot then at that point?
Well, if we're talking about potting, you can do that anytime. I mean, we're not, you know, planting out in the ground. It's, you know, it's in a pot. It's going in another pot. You're not really changing anything other than actually probably helping the plant, getting it into a bigger pot so it has more soil, more capacity to gather moisture. Might stay a little cooler, actually. So, no, there's nothing, you know, detrimental other than being careful not to break up the root ball and cause the plant to shock when you do it. So as far as when they're done, you know, lemons and limes are kind of the earliest things. And, you know, we see lemons and sometimes limes flower over a period of time throughout the spring. Even in some areas, you might even get another crop in late summer or fall of blooming on those. But it'll be, you know, a month or 6 weeks before it's basically done blooming. But I don't really see any big reason to wait.
Hot dogs and horticulture going on today at Harper's Nursery.
Correct.
Hayden Road, south of Thomas.
Yeah, we'll start cooking, you know, 10:30, 11 o'clock, and we'll be there to answer questions. And got all the mater plants out, so get ready to go.
Like you said, the list of things we can't do is much shorter than the list of things we can do.
This is time.
In the yard. And pre-emergent, we have a supply.
We do. you guys need to warn us when you're going to mention that. we do have a restock on Dimension, so we're good to go there.
And Dimension will help prevent spurge.
That's the biggie for spurge, especially, you know, starting to apply now to keep that spurge. And again, if you did it in January, you probably still want to do it again in maybe March or April or early May for that spurge control.
And can I pre-emerge apply for spurge with Dimension now and fertilize my lawn at the same time?
Absolutely. Absolutely, you can.
I wouldn't mix those two products together, just go over it twice.
It's hard to, you know, unless you are a very accurate, you have a scale or something, so you know your measurements. It's just probably easier to do it in two applications. You could do it one, just finish one, do the other one, because you got to water them both in. So, but I wouldn't recommend trying to mix them.
Okay. Let's get rid of these Coyotes tickets. Arizona has 5 C's, if you can name all 3 that relate to agriculture. Text that in to 411-923, 411-923, and you'll get to go to Coyotes take on Ottawa Senators Thursday night.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.